Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So I've learned a lesson here on Anchor. If you are recording an episode via the web interface, which I am, and then you click on something else on the Anchor screen, other than your recording, stops, but it doesn't save, so you're like, you know, fucked in a can. Pretty bad. Welcome to my life. No, in all seriousness, folks, I'm going to cover, today is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and at the Tenkar Casa, which is undergoing renovations, my contractor did not leave until after 10 p.m. tonight on a Sunday. I know. Holy shit, right? You should have a fucking contractor like me. It also meant that I didn't have any internet from my normal provider until they left, because they're working on the room that the cable modem was in, and, you know, shit out of luck. So I did watch Game of Thrones tonight. I didn't watch it where we normally would have in the living room, because our living room is being renovated, so it was watching from the bedroom. Using HBO Now app, but I didn't have internet, so I used my hotspot, and you pay for that, once you blow through your couple of gigs, you're paying through the nose on that one. So I've been trying to avoid using my hotspot during the days. So even when opportunities have arisen, I've tried to minimize my use during the day. Emails, some websites, I've avoided videos, and I've avoided downloading anything. So it's a big rush once the contractor goes. That being said, Game of Thrones, episode 4. No spoiler. Good episode. My opinion, no real surprises. Even the things that are kind of supposed to surprise you aren't really a surprise. So take that for what you will. Two episodes to go. Bum, bum, bum. Now, on to the meat of today's episode. I'm looking at two Kickstarters. And I'm going to go first for the one that I'm not going to back. And then I'm going to talk about the one that I am most certainly backing. The one that I'm not going to back is Traveler 5th Edition. This is the Mark Miller version of Traveler. You know, Traveler's been licensed to Mongoose. And the first Mongoose Traveler was released under the OGL. So now when Mongoose went to Traveler, Mongoose Traveler 2, or whatever the fuck they're calling it, somebody cloned the original Traveler. Hey, fine. Mark Miller considers Traveler 5 to be pretty much the spiritual successor to the original Traveler books, the three little black books. All right. Here's my experience with Traveler 5. A couple years ago, Mark was funding Traveler 5, not quite like crowdfunding, but damn close to it. And I backed it, pre-ordered it, whatever, for the CD, and I got a flaming pile of fucking bird shit. It was broken. It was useless. It wasn't really. I was thankful. I didn't have anything physical. I got my Imperium citizen ID owning a planet or some crap like that. I don't fucking know. I don't remember much, but I remember being very disappointed and taken advantage of. That was my humble opinion. So now we're looking at Traveler 5th Edition, or as he's calling, the updated Traveler 5.10. So this is, Traveler 5.1. The funding goal was 15K. It's just short of 85K, over 600 backers, 31 days to go. It's going to make far future enterprises and Mark Miller, I'm sure, a decent amount of money. I am not going to, and I'm sure Mark is a nice enough guy. I am not going to give any more fucking money to Traveler 5e after that first pile of shit that was shipped the first time. You know, I'm not going to throw more good money after bad. But now, some of you might be saying, well, you know, Tenko, you're full of shit. You know, what the fuck do you know? Yada, yada, yada. All right. If you want the new Traveler 5, for $30, you get the PDF as a download, and you get your Beowulf class crew ID for fourth officer. Okay. For $50, you get a CD-ROM and a PDF download, and you get a third and fourth officer. Okay, ID. For $100, you can get the slipcase with the three books, three little black books, or in print, the CD-ROM, the download, and then second, third, and fourth officer. If you throw in another $25, you can also add in your first officer. How's that? Oh, and a 5e card benefit deck. Ooh. Now, you know, no. And you know what? It goes up from there. I can't fucking do it, man. I'm sorry, but I've been burned once. And also, Mark is, dare I say it, a Ken Whitman apologist or he keeps Ken going. I can't, man. I'm sorry. I got to clear my palate. Let's go on to something worthwhile and good. Okay. The Crypt in Cadaver Canyon. It is a Kickstarter from John Marr of Purple Sorcerer Games. You know Purple Sorcerer Games. If you play DCC at all, he's got the app, which allows you to roll your funny dice and roll all your spells and your combat rolls on an app. It's a free app. He's the one that has the webpage where you can print out your 4-0 levels for DCC. You don't have to spend forever rolling your characters. Just download them fresh to go. John does good shit. He puts together good Kickstarters. He's been doing this for years. He's been putting out some amazing releases for DCC, and they aren't the usual DCC, at least Goodman Games. They're weird, but they're usually not dark. If they're dark, there's a little humor to it. So you can get in for as low as $7. I'm sorry that John doesn't include any fourth or third or second officer IDs at any of these pledge levels. But he does provide you with good content. So for $7, you get the adventure PDF. For $20, you get the adventure PDF. You get the adventure omnibus to the Sullen Lands. And you also get all of the digital goals. So all the digital stretch goals. $20. That's good, and if you are overseas and you don't have access to drive-through RPG Now, it might be good enough for you. However, $27, you get all that, and you get a coupon for a print-on-demand copy of The Crypt in Cadaver Canyon and a print-on-demand print copy of The Sullen Lands. So you'll still have to pay the cost of the print and shipping. So $27 gets you the right to get your copies. It's not included, and I'm not going to even venture a guess how much it's going to cost you. But like I said, John does good stuff. So I think that it's a great investment. If you like DCC, and even if you don't like DCC, if you like any of the OSR games, it's going to be quirky. It shouldn't be hard to convert. Really, if you're running anything that's OSR, conversion should be second nature to you by now. On that note, I guess I should get up early in the morning. Maybe download stuff before I lose internet. I'm speaking out loud, right? On that note, as always, stay safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.